Are you standing at a crossroad in life, being called to express yourself in a new way? You could ignore the nudging, or you could answer the call and change the trajectory of your life. I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and host of the Creative Directions for Living podcast. I invite you to join me on a journey to explore your potential for expression and step onto a path filled with purpose and possibility. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about creativity, what it is and what misconceptions people have about it. And what I want to start with is a question, which is, have you or anyone you know ever said, I am not creative? I've heard it from many people, and I've also probably said it myself as well. And that's in part because I don't have a demonstrative way of being creative that people think of, like painting or singing or playing a musical instrument or sculpting. You know, I don't have any of those kinds of sellable or obvious creative talents. And most people, if they don't have that, they say, I'm not creative. And I'm here to tell you that that is actually not true. Everyone is creative, whether you believe that or not. And I want to start with a definition of what creativity really is. And I'm taking this from the American Heritage College Dictionary. And it says that creativity is having the ability to, or power to create, being productive and creating. And it's characterized by originality or expressiveness, and it's imaginative. And so if any of those things are true about you, then you actually are creative. And everyone is born creative. And there is a quote that I want to read to you from Picasso. And he said, every child is an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. What happens is every child has imagination and creativity and loves to play and have fun. But somewhere along the line, usually, you know, we are taught that, you know, either to not create in the way that we're creating, or maybe even, as Julie Cameron likes to say, that there are creative monsters that come into your life and kind of squelch your creativity. And so it's a learned response to actually not be creative. So for example, some people are told, okay, well, you better get this, you know, this art thing out of your system, because when you go to college, you're going to have to get an engineering degree or an accounting degree or something that is going to make you money, because you will never make money as an artist. And so just get it out of your system now while you're young. And when you grow up, you'll be a responsible adult. And that happens to a lot of people. The other thing that happens is that sometimes, like what happened with me was, you know, in the third grade, I was an aspiring writer and I wrote a story about a soda shop. And I wrote it in my notebook and had it all stapled, and I brought it into my teacher to show her my big, you know, artwork, piece of art. And the only thing I remember her saying as feedback was, you spelled soda wrong. Now, that was what the entire story was about. And so my little third grade self was like, oh my God, I'm a terrible writer. I can't actually write because I can't spell. And so from that experience, I started to, you know, have doubts about my ability to be able to actually to write because I couldn't spell. And this was pre-spell check, pre-computer, you know, days anyway. So, and I certainly wouldn't have gotten through my English degree in college without erasable typing paper. So the inability to spell continued even in my college career. You know, the idea that we are all, or almost all, not all, many of us are conditioned with as we grow up, is this idea that art is something that you do on the side. This is something that you do as a hobby or when you're young, but that it's not something that a responsible adult does. People have been conditioned to believe I'm not creative. you know, particularly if you have some kind of a job where it's like you do numbers or you use logic and your rational brain all the time. But I can tell you that some of the most creative people are brilliant with math. They're brilliant with science, and they're, you know, those Renaissance people that you know that are just like, wow, they're such a good musician, but they identify with being a scientist or a mathematician. Creativity is something that is everyone's birthright. Albert Einstein, who was a massive scientist and everyone knows as being a genius, he has a quote that says, "Creativity is contagious. Pass it on." So what happens? Like, in addition to the conditioning that we get, you know, why is it so hard for people to identify with being creative? And, you know, it has to do with the idea that, you know, when you're a child and you're running and you're playing and everything is open to your imagination and possibility, that as you grow up, those possibilities seem to narrow. And in order to really get on with your life, you need to be more realistic, perhaps, about what it is that you're trying to do. And I invite you to consider, you know, tapping back in to that inner artist, that inner child who likes to play and create and get messy, and just see what, you know, what can be reawakened as far as your creative potential, because creativity is the energy of life. You know, it's part of our life force and who we are as divine beings in human bodies. And so when you're able to really tap into that creative piece of yourself, something that sparks joy in you and is part of your gifts that you have to give, then you are really contributing in a creative way to not only yourself, but also the world. I think another misconception about creativity is that it is a destination, but that actually creativity is the journey. And so it's an ongoing evolving process. And the more you engage with it, the more it fuels the journey. It's not what you do per se, it's how you be. And so it's really, you know, creativity is your beingness, not what you do. And you can express it in multiple different ways. Some people may express it in the traditional art, music, dance, but other people may express it in how they choose to parent their children or how they decorate their house or how they cook their meals, how they engage with their neighbors, how they do their job. And that could be a job that might be like accounting or engineering or, but in ways that it's how you run your household. You think about it, it's like it can be expressed in any way that you actually choose to be. So it's possible that you may be feeling like, yes, I can be creative. You know, I can just snap my fingers and I can be creative because I'm still tapped in, or I've always been tapped in and I never lost it. But for some of you who really feel like I am not creative, I don't know how to be creative, then I have an invitation for you to consider, which is an exercise that I did recently it was a creative grief studio workshop where we really tapped into that energy of I don't know. And the question was, if I don't know was a playmate, what would she or he look like? What would they be wearing? And it was a really interesting exploration, and it really opened up for me how imaginative I really am and how I could really create an entire character who feels very alive for me and who I actually tap into on a regular basis now, particularly when I'm exploring things that are unknown or new to me. And I'm able to really tap into not only my imagination and my creativity, but also this little character that I have created for myself that is my not only a playmate, but fellow adventurer. So another way to potentially tap into your creative juices is to think about originality and, you know, where are you an original? You know, what is it about you that is unique and different? And sometimes what's happened is that people really hide whatever is unique and different about them. They're actually maybe either ashamed of it or think that people are going to think they're weird or, you know, that they're going to be outcast somehow. And so many people have actually hidden their creativity because it's a part of them, their originality, that makes them actually stand out as different and unique. And I invite you to consider that some of those aspects of yourself that you may actually have been hiding because you don't want to stand out and be different are the doorway into your creativity, and really being able to tap back into that part of yourself and own it will help you to reconnect with your creativity. So along with blocking your originality is really blocking key pieces of yourself. And when you are either blocking or hiding or muting pieces of yourself, you're actually not able to express yourself in a way that you really want to. When you're blocking pieces of yourself, you're not able to express yourself. This stifles your success. It stifles your success in relationships and at work, because you're not able to truly connect or to have as constructive conversations or communication that you would like. And so really, being creative isn't just about producing art or beauty or poetry or, you know, any of those wonderful, beautiful things that make life so worth living. It's also about really being able to tap into the essence of who you are and express yourself in a way that makes you successful in all aspects of your life. So when you think about the idea of, like, you know, what are my creative superpowers? You know, and how do I tap into them? If I don't even see myself as creative, how do I even know what my superpower might be? And so for me, I've realized that my imagination is one of my superpowers. But for other people, that may be true as well. A big place to look, if you're not sure what your superpowers are, is to go to that place of originality. You know, what parts of you are original and unique about you, and which ones of those have you maybe been either downplaying, hiding, minimizing, and otherwise really not totally owning? It's very possible that your superpower is lurking in that downplayed part of yourself that you're not completely owning because you have been taught or you have decided at some point in your life that this was not something that you wanted to really share with the world. And so my invitation to you is to re-examine that and bring it back out, let it see the light of day, and start experimenting and playing with that part and just saying, like, hey, you know, this is who I am, and let it be. So I hope you enjoyed our podcast today. Next time, we're going to delve deeper into the idea of living with uncertainty. We are certainly in uncertain times right now, and so I hope you join me as we explore that in more depth. I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and founder of Creative Directions for Living. I'll meet you at the crossroads where creativity and courage await.